Sharamo, you ready?
I am.
All right, come on in. Bring your little chair in. It's time to do our little podcast. Cart, cart, cart.
Can I bring my wine?
You can bring your... Oh, boy, it's going to be one of those shows, is it?
Yeah.
You're bringing your wine, bringing your little chair in. This is good. I appreciate you doing this. It is a Sunday night. We're going to release this tomorrow morning, but it's Sunday night just before dinner. It's around 7 o'clock on Sunday night. We had a beautiful day here in Seattle. Put your headphones on.
By the way, I want to thank you for not being condescending at all when you told me to come in here. Bring your little chair. Bring your little wine.
Are we going to start off with this? Is this the way we're going to start off with a little fight? Mm-hmm. Is that what we're doing? All right. Well, I'm going to start off with the damn music then, okay?
Okay.
That other stuff, the mean stuff you just heard from her, doesn't count.
That wasn't mean. Was that mean?
The show doesn't count
just till truthful.
The show doesn't count till the music starts. The official doot 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 music.
And the show doesn't end
until I say it's over.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, hello. How are you doing?
Hello.
We're doing this, man. We're doing this.
We're doing it.
You and I have actually held hands. We walked up to that cliff and we jumped off together.
Is this the afterlife then?
You still have to watch that show, by the way.
Oh.
You haven't watched that with me yet.
Yeah.
Everybody I've turned on to it loves it. So.
I think you're being paid by Ricky Gervais or something.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
You should be.
I would like to
be
paid by Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
We have a very busy day today. In fact, going to start off when we get things going about something that I'm kind of concerned about, and I want to get your advice from a friend of mine who I believe may be in distress.
Oh, God.
And I don't want to say the person's name, so we have to be very careful about this, but I want to get your advice on this. I'm going to read some things that the person has wrote.
Oh, God.
Or written.
Am I going to know who it is?
Is it wrote or written?
Past tense. Depends.
Okay, anyway. I'm asking you, the English major. You graduated.
If you're going to use written, you got to use a helper verb, have.
I said has.
So that's a helper verb. It should be written.
Okay, then has
written. Or he wrote.
Thank you.
He or she.
This is what I have to deal with a lot, ladies and gentlemen. I married a graduated magna cum laude in English chick, and I'm telling you, it's been the bane of my existence.
And we all know what BFE stands for. That was on my diploma.
Oh, that's right. What does it mean?
BFD. Sorry.
BFD.
Did I say E?
I said E.
E.
Yeah.
I'm drunk.
Okay, that sounds good. So so I'm going to talk about that a little bit later. I want to get your advice. And I actually know, we're going to talk about this coming up, what type of dog I want. And if I don't get this type of dog.
You're going to throw a tantrum.
No, I will never get it. I will never get a dog. I've made the decision.
Wow, that's pretty extreme.
I've made the decision. Okay. Also, there's another song. We have to go over the lyrics of another song that when I listened to it, I was absolutely horrified.
Yeah.
It's one of the most positive songs in the world that people tap their toes to.
Uh-huh.
But if you listen to the lyrics, oh my God, it's about beating your wife.
Sweet.
We're going to get into that. And there's a new TV show that you and I need to talk about as well that you and I may actually enjoy watching together. So I'm excited about this stuff. But first, we have to get in to the business of stuff.
Business. Do you have your business socks on?
As a matter of fact, I do have my business socks on. Thank you for asking. I am just wearing socks right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is our catch-up music for today. Where every day or every show, we catch up on some of the things that's happened in the week.
Mm-hmm.
Let you guys in on what's going on in our life, and you guys let us know what's going on in your lives. We really appreciate it.
How are they
going
to do that?
They've already done it. I converse with them all the time on the
social and the SM.
You are actually acting kind of drunk. The way you like bobbed it. And I know you're not. That's like one sip.
We've had like one sip.
Anyway, first of all, we got a vacation coming up. We're on vacation actually right now.
Technically we are.
As a matter of fact. And we're not going to do a show next week because of it. And I'm doing this because of Sherry.
Oh.
And I'm not, you're not the bad guy. I'm not setting you up to be the bad
bus,
guy.
Here it comes.
No, there's no bus. I'm just saying that, you did not sign up for this. So this is one of the things that we're going to do. We're going to have a week off. let people catch up on what's going on. Hopefully you'll spread the word around, and we'll get some more followers on this thing.
Nice.
But we are going to have a week off coming up. It is our vacation. We got a very fun week planned.
Yes.
And we're not going anywhere.
It's a staycation.
Yeah.
We have a friend coming in.
We do have a friend coming in who's going to do something very special for you on your birthday. Your birthday is April the 2nd.
Yes.
But this is something that's happening a week from yesterday. He's going to come in and he's a chef. He's a real life
he's
chef.
He's a really good he's chef.
He's a
very
James
talented.
Beard nominated chef.
Yeah.
And he has a couple restaurants in Jacksonville. Chef Tom Gray is coming out. He's got Moxie.
That's right.
And he has
Town Hall.
Town Hall. I always forget the names of restaurants. Anyway, he's coming in. Can't wait to see him.
Yeah,
we'll
me too.
Have updates on that.
Yeah.
But before we go anywhere, we promised you guys we would be giving away a t-shirt. And I've got a bunch of papers in here, and it's up to you just to grab one out, and you tell me the name of the winner. Right up there. It's in that thing there. Just tell me the name of the winner, if you can even read it.
Oh, I don't have my glasses on.
If you can't read it.
So it's upside down. I can see that.
Okay.
Can't see it.
I'll take it from you. Okay. Ben and Stacy. That's the way their email address is. Ben and Stacy, a couple. I think that's cool. You get the Terry and Sherry shirt, which is kind of weird. It's kind of weird.
Queered? Are they both going to wear it at the same time? Or
it's big enough they could.
It is.
It's a double. It's a big one. It's a big one.
Maybe it'll shrink. I don't know.
Maybe so. Oh, that music stopped abruptly, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
That's all right. Congratulations to Ben and Stacy. You've got yourself the Terry and Sherry. That's a prototype shirt that we had made when we started thinking about doing this show.
Yeah.
It was just going to be called Terry and Sherry, but that's too much Lex and Terry, and it's too rhymey.
Airy.
And it's too
airy.
Too many Aries, and it's weird.
I am an Aries.
You are an Aries, aren't you?
Yeah.
Thanks again for everybody who's been sharing the show. We really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
We want to thank you guys for all the hard work you're doing. There's a lot of people that want to see this show continuing on after we mentioned the last show. And I really do appreciate everybody doing that. It's really cool.
Thank you.
Let's read you a couple quick reviews. The reviews are coming in on iTunes. This is a
hot
five,
and heavy. Hot
they
and
are
heavy.
Still all five-star reviews. This is from Jeannie. I think we already read this one, didn't we? Oh, maybe we didn't. Tell me if we read this one.
All right.
We always hear that marriage is never 50-50. But if you found a counterpart that picked you and made you laugh every day, Gang of Two takes you into the heights and the funnest of lows of a currently very successful marriage. I like the way they said currently very successful.
Right,
marriage.
Because you never know. Day to day.
You never know.
Day to day.
If you feel like you're stuck with your partner, you're doing it wrong. Learn how a couple can compliment each other with as much humor as possible with the Gang of Two. Have a nice day. Thank you, Jeannie. That's from our It Got Weird podcast, Jake. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She
nice.
Chimes in a lot.
I've never met her, but I really
You would
like
really
her.
Like her. Yeah. She's like a foodie, and she's smart, and she's kind
of
bitchy.
And any friend of Cassie's is a friend of mine.
Okay. Then somebody wrote, ditto. This comes from Angela. It says, I cannot say anything different than anyone else has already stated. I love listening to Sherry being honest about her answers and opinions.
Oh.
You guys make me smile and laugh out loud. I'm a merchandiser, so I'm sure people are looking at me funny. That means she's out working and listening to the show. We appreciate it. It says, keep on smiling. And you know what? Angela, that's kind of the key to everything. Just keep on smiling.
It's true.
There's so many other reviews that have come in, but at some point you sound like somebody who's just wanting to kiss your own ass.
Which, you know, we do yoga from time to time.
I can't. I've never seen you been able to kiss your own ass.
When I was, a baby, anybody could. You know, I used to suck my own toe, my big toe.
Yeah?
I don't think I could do that now.
I want to see you do it.
I've tried.
Try it right now.
I got a sock on.
Take it off.
See, look. Yeah, it's just not happening. I get pretty close.
You got close. You're about,
I'd say about 5 inches.
I'd say 8 inches.
8 inches,
away.
Yeah.
So congratulations. That was that was really nice.
And that wasn't even really trying. If I really tried, I could get to 3 inches easy.
Yeah. The bottom line is that couples, I'm noticing a lot of couples are listening to the show. Yeah, we're a couples. Oh, wait a minute. We didn't even do it.
What?
We didn't
what?
Even
what?
Do the hilarious look at coupledom.
from a couple of dumbs.
Now, that's kind of what we talk about. It is, yes, you know, we are a couple, but we talk about our individual lives as well.
Yeah.
And other things.
Right.
However, a lot of couples are listening to the show together.
Nice.
I wish we would get credit
yeah.
for two for ones.
Yeah,
but
no
I don't
kidding.
Think we do. But a
that's
lot of couples are listening to the show together. What's cool about it is I feel that us being married for 25 years is obviously an advantage in a world where being young and fresh and new is the advantage.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that we're, you know, us being a little long in the tooth works for us, don't you think?
I'd like to think so, yeah.
Yes. Another thing, we went to see a friend of ours last night in a play.
Oh my God, it was
and
so good.
And her name's Amanda.
She was so good.
One of the Amandas that are friends of ours. We got a lot of Amandas and Mirandas
we do.
In our lives.
And it was a musical, and she sang and danced. And, you know, until you see your friend, you know, there's your friend, you hang out with them, and you know they're great mm-hmm. for a lot of reasons. But when you see them do something that you've never seen them do before, and they do it really well,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of amazing.
She brought tears to my eyes.
Yeah.
She makes me cry all the time.
Yeah.
I hate her. This is the second play we've seen her. It's just a little community theater thing.
Right.
It's not like she's an actress. You know, although she is, she's very talented.
She is
studied
very talented.
It and, you know, but, you know, I don't want to say she's not an actress. She is an actress.
Mm-hmm.
She's a performer.
Right.
And it's inspiring to me.
It's
and
very
to watch
inspiring.
Her sing and dance and, and act.
I know.
It was just really impressive. And she was one of the big stars of the show last
She was. Night. She had a big part.
And it was really cool to see her.
It was really cool. Yeah. I enjoyed it a lot.
I really did too. It was really, really neat. Another thing that kind of brought tears to my eyes, I want to play this for you real quick here. I was up last night listening to a podcast. And I like the Marc Maron podcast. There's a few podcasts I listen to, and it's really weird. I listen to Conan's. I listen to Marc Maron's. I listen to a couple other spiritual Buddhist-y things.
Yeah.
I listen to Anthony Robbins or Tony Robbins.
Yeah.
There's all that. You were gonna say
no, go ahead.
Oh, and I was listening to this podcast last night, and it was Marc Maron's, and he had this woman on the show from Australia. Her name is Tall... What is her name? Is Tall...
Drink of Water.
It's Tall Drink of Water.
She's a Native American.
Wilkenfield,
okay.
I think is her name.
All right.
And she's a musician. And she had the story, and I know that there's people out there listening who are going to know more about her than I do. And I know that I'm probably going to butcher some of her background. But what I got from this was she's Australian.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got crazy hair. She's kind of cute. And she's really, you know.
She could be your granddaughter.
She looks super young. She's 30-something.
Oh.
So nice try, bitch, in your face. But at one point, she could have. No, she was 16 when she got started. And she was, or 14 when she first picked up a guitar. She was kind of led a kind of a weird life where her parents were kind of overprotective is what she was saying. And she was, you know, she never really listened to music or seen anybody play a guitar live. She
you know
knew what one was.
I think I know the backstory on this already.
Okay, I can't wait to hear this. Here it goes.
She was sequestered in a closet. No, a basement.
That's pretty mean.
They kept her in a basement.
No.
No, it makes sense. No music? Come on. And overprotected? Yep.
Well, I was pretty overprotected. I didn't get to go to movies when I was a young kid.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And by young kid, I mean 17, 18. My mom didn't want me to go to movies with my friends. Mm. It was crazy. My friends were going to... I couldn't go to a movie, what was it? A James Bond movie that my friends are going to because my mom wouldn't let me. She thought there was violence and girls in it.
Oh, she cared about you. But then by the time you were 20, she was gone, so...
So I just started beating everybody up and fucking them when I did it.
I was just going to say you're going to go to whatever movie you wanted to go to. You took it to another level.
I took that to a dark place, didn't I?
Yeah.
I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, this Ty Wilkenfield, or Wicken or Wilkenfield?
Ty,
Tal. Excuse me,
Tal.
Tal Wilkenfield. T-A-L. And she picked up a guitar, and she was able, she thought, was able to play a chord the first time she picked it up.
Mm-hmm.
And she said when she strummed it, she started to cry.
Oh, my.
And so she wanted to learn how to play guitar.
Oh, she totally grew up in a basement.
And her parents, her grandfather, I think it was, that bought her this little guitar starter set. And then
the grandfather broke her out of the basement.
You're going to stick with your story, and I'm going to stick with the truth, okay? I appreciate where you're going. I appreciate your your creativity on this. But I'm trying to get through a goddamn story.
Okay, go ahead.
No, but really, keep chiming in. So she was in the basement, and... No, seriously.
That's best acoustics are in the basement.
She asked for guitar lessons. She got a couple of lessons. And apparently, within a couple of lessons, she was already nailing stuff. She was just crushing it. And the guitar teacher said, all right, come back and learn the solo to Stairway to Heaven. So she went and learned the solo to Stairway to Heaven and came back with that the next week. And she was like 14 at the time.
Wow.
And nailed it. The teacher was like, okay, there's something weird's going on here. So anyway, she ended up getting a scholarship to go to some guitar school in California where she was seen by one of the guys in the Allman Brothers.
Yeah.
And they invited her up on stage. And her whole life started to change. And she switched from guitar to bass.
Oh.
And she decided she wanted to be a bass player. And she loves just contributing. What she was saying was really cool. She says, I'm here to support and to make the other person look good. Oh. I'm not here to star or anything
like
that.
Yeah, bass guitar.
It's bass guitar. But she is a badass bass player.
Yeah.
And there's a video, and I'm going to play a little piece of it right now. This made me cry last night. This is another thing.
You should get her on the show.
Maybe so. Yeah. And she's got an album coming out, or it just came out right now. I listened to some of the album. It's not necessarily my kind of music.
What is it, like blues?
It's kind of hard to say. It's its own. It's its own thing. Yeah. And she sings and plays bass at the same time.
Oh.
And she's actually quite a good singer, but the voice she sings with definitely isn't coming out of her face.
Oh.
It's really odd.
Wow.
It's a very mature sounding voice, and she has a very young looking face.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But this was something I wanted to play for you guys. It's her on stage with Jeff Beck. Now, Jeff Beck apparently saw her in the audience. And they said, hey, why don't you just bring her up for a guitar, a solo?
Mm-hmm.
And when I pointed her, we're going to let her jam a little bit. So they brought her on stage.
And he's never played. They've never jammed together.
Never played together at all. In the video, you could see him looking at her like, whoa, look at this. Applause. You know, the crowd goes crazy.
Yeah.
And she's just a young kid at the time. And she got up on stage and played. You're going to hear just a smidgen of Jeff Beck. And then you're going to hear her on the bass. That's Jeff Beck, obviously.
Obviously.
Very notable.
Right.
This is her. Now, this is a live concert. This is in concert. You can hear the crowd.
Yeah.
And then she really gets cooking here. This isn't a log.
With gas?
She gets cooking with gas. Listen to this. Here comes the solo, baby. Well, this is a solo, but here's where she kicks it out. Jeff Beck again. Now, this is so weird to me because I know nothing about music.
Yeah, me neither.
I am not musical in any way. I like music.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I was bawling in bed last night. I mean, bawling. And so she has a new fan in me.
Oh.
I just want her to do so well.
You know, anybody that has that talent, that musical talent, just is a complete mystery to me.
Yeah.
And it's in a good way, you know, like I really enjoy it, but how people produce that, right?
Yeah.
It's
just
crazy.
Yeah. It's unbelievable to me and very emotional. And I spent a lot of yesterday crying is what I'm getting at from going to her play, then listening to the podcast and watch. It was to the point where I listened to her on the podcast and she was so interesting to me that I had to look her up.
Oh yeah.
I didn't even know what she looked like or anything. Yeah. And I looked her up. And I ran across this video, and it was like crazy. I heard him talk about the video,
mm-hmm.
but I Googled the video, and man, it was really good.
Wow.
It was really impressive. Another couple things, if you follow us on our Facebook page, which is Gang of Two Podcart Facebook page, we posted something the other day. You wanted me to take a picture of it, and I posted a picture of it. You and I were going through a burger fast food place.
Oh, yeah.
And on there was a soda called the Green River Soda.
Now, in the Pacific Northwest, the Green River, there's a Green River here.
Yes.
And in the 70s, I think, it was equated with a serial killer.
Yes.
So, I mean, I don't know how many people outside of the Northwest are familiar with that, but around here, it's notorious. It's a notorious area. Uh-huh. So I said to Terry, I said, well, that's genius marketing. Yeah.
Yeah, the Green River. I thought you were going to order like the Tate and LaBianca burger.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Serve it to me bloody.
or the Ted Bundy chicken fingers.
Yeah.
It was just
Charles Manson
to see.
Milkshake.
If you're wondering why we posted that weird picture, I felt that it deserved an explanation on the show here.
Yeah, because some people may not know about the Green River Killer.
Absolutely. All right, the stuff that I wanted to talk to you about. Let's start with the bummer stuff, and we'll end with the
Bummer stuff? Why are we doing bummer stuff?
Well, because I'm concerned about a friend.
Oh, right.
Okay. Now, this is a friend of mine who's very, very active on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
It's a guy.
Mm-hmm.
He posts just stream of thought stuff, mm-hmm. and it's not like he's talking to anybody a lot of times.
Mm.
He's a comedian,
mm-hmm.
but he's not talking to anybody. And I love this guy more than anything.
Yeah.
He posts a lot of political things. He's mm-hmm. real political, which I really I overlook just because I love this guy so much. I don't block him because I've blocked almost everybody that talks about politics, whether it's on the left or the right.
Well, and there's nothing wrong with talking politics. I don't think it's when you start getting extreme that it starts to.
Well, nowadays there's no middle anyway, so there is no extreme.
Yeah.
So besides getting into that, I'm scrolling through his some of the things that he posts right now. Here's one that he wrote: depression and anxiety are very real. I would like five of my friends to post this. Just a regular thing that a lot of people are posting. So I think, that he'll post things like douchebags. What does that mean?
It's totally out of context.
Yeah, there's no context in it at all. I'm scrolling through this now, but there's a lot of political stuff on there because of what's going on right now in the political world.
Yeah.
But he posts these things that are like, I'm done with the world.
Oh, God.
And I've had enough of you.
Oh, Jesus. So have you reached out to him at all?
I have said, hey, is everything okay? And he'll write back, yeah. And I've seen other people make comments too that like, what's up with that? But he doesn't stop. He just doesn't stop doing it.
Well, my question to him would be it sounds like he knows he maybe suffers from depression.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if he's tried to get any help.
I don't know. Like this one. Shut your face, filthy hole. Some of it, I think that he's, I think he also went through a breakup at some point too.
Oh, okay.
It's weird because I talk to him, but I don't really talk to him about all this.
Yeah.
And I did reach out to him and say, are you all right? And he goes, oh, man, everything's okay. Love you. And things like that.
Maybe you should actually say, okay, I'm asking because I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I just really want to help somehow. I would hate to see this go in a way that's not necessary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of the things that he says, I'm telling you, there's really not many ways you could take it.
Yeah, that does sound really, it does, it looks bad. I'm worried too. I don't know who this person is, but. Yeah.
Well, you know him, but yes, I'll tell you off the show.
Okay.
But
I think I have a feeling of who it is, but.
He's a wonderful guy.
Yeah.
And it's really sad to see. So I didn't really know how to handle that. And I appreciate your advice.
There's nothing wrong with getting help. There's nothing wrong.
Oh, nothing wrong with that at all.
I mean, he obviously has taken the first step in, acknowledging that he needs help.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it sounds like he knows that he has problems, so shit.
Yeah.
Get some help.
Yeah, I mean, that I have moments where I just dip into something weird.
Yeah.
And it's out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's how it works.
And I guess it's depression, but I'm not one of those people that wants to go get any medication or I don't want to talk to anybody because it goes away. Yeah. I have learned a little bit of mindfulness
mm-hmm.
where I can actually spin it backwards while I'm spinning down a drain.
Oh.
I've learned how to spin it backwards by knowing what I'm thinking about
mm-hmm.
and then going, that's ridiculous.
Well, yeah. I mean, people get in these patterns of thought. I do it all the time. I think, you know, I do the same things in routines. And then I find while I'm doing these routines, I'm thinking the same things. Like I'll think about my dad, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a specific thing that I do that thinks about makes me think about my dad. I like that. But there, you know, there are other things that are self-defeating thoughts that, you know, do me no service. You know, they do me disservice.
Yeah,
honestly.
Yeah,
I'm not. I'm dwelling on it. I'm not, you know.
Exactly. A lot of the times when I stop myself from spinning down a, you know, a drain, I will, because I've gone lower and lower and lower. I've, you know, you think of something that's bothering you or upsetting you, and you can add on to that. It just keep like a big giant snowball gets bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
So now I go, okay, here it goes. My energy's low.
Yeah.
I feel bad.
Yeah.
I'm not happy right now.
Yeah.
And I know that I'm thinking about something that I can't change, I just go, I can't change.
And
even if
and
I
let
was
go.
I know this sounds morbid. A lot of the things that I've said was, well, if I die today, I've had a great life.
Don't do no.
But believe it or not, that doesn't mean I'm going to kill myself.
I know. But
I just have this feeling of like everything's okay. Everything is just okay. No matter what you got to deal with, it's okay.
Oh.
And so I stopped myself from spinning. Anyway, man.
I have noticed a improvement in your mood
in
the past year or so.
Yeah.
Just to get real.
And that's about when I really got serious about it. You didn't know, but I started reading books about it because I got scared.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh.
I'll be honest. I had some pretty shitty thoughts. And I got scared. So I realized what it was. I listened to some shows. I listened to things. And I realize it's really nothing.
For you.
For me.
That's the way it worked out for you. But for a lot of people, my dad was one of them. He was medicated for 40 years for his depression. That's, you know, by no means are we telling people, our friend.
Yes.
You know.
Or me.
Just fix yourself.
Yeah.
That's probably not going to happen. You need to get some help.
See, that's one of the things about you is I never see you really too happy or really too sad.
Pretty even.
I mean, you're happy is fun because it's goofy.
Yeah,
and
goofy.
You're totally goofy. But you never get real low.
Yeah.
You never do. And I've always admired that about you. I'm like, how the hell does she do it? How is she not? And I know that you're very concerned about things.
Yeah.
We've had very in-depth conversations about what we are concerned about, whether it's finances or a family member or what's going on in our house or whatever.
Yeah.
And I know you carry a big, giant burden on your shoulders, much bigger than I do in the household.
Yeah.
You listen, it's true. I mean, you do all of the banking. You do all of this type of stuff. I get to play for the most part. And I'm very, very lucky. So I realize that, too. And I've been asking you more lately. Is there anything I can do to help?
You have.
And that's for a reason.
I appreciate that. It's a one-person job, honestly.
Well,
I mean,
that's because you're a control freak.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Anyway, now let's try to change
it.
We need a mood change.
We got some upbeat music?
Okay. Well, okay.
No, I don't have any. You're not prepared.
I wasn't prepared.
Okay. How about if I just...
Do it a little
hum
ditty.
A little...
Do a ditty.
Diddly dee 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 dee. Skiddly bop bop a doo bop.
Man, that really made us all smile. All right. So...
Yeah. Take that, Amanda.
How about this? Take that, Amanda. You don't know how to sing shit.
Yeah, I can scat.
You can scat.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
Sure, you can sing. You can,
you can dance. You can act.
You can act, but can you scat? Do it.
Biddly bop bop a doop bop boo.
Wow. Take that, Amanda.
Yeah. No training.
All right. So I think I figured it out what kind of dog I would like. And I know that people are tired of hearing us talk about dogs on the show, and this will probably put an end to it. Okay?
Okay.
There's no... I know it's been an ongoing thing.
It has. For years,
for
honestly.
Years. How do I say this? I've gone through all the different types of dogs I liked. I like the Bernese Mountain Dogs.
Back before that, Labs.
Labs.
You were all about Labs.
Oh, God, I wanted a Lab.
Before that, Golden Retrievers.
Golden Retrievers, Labs, Bernese Mountain Dogs, anything big and goofy and funny.
And loving.
Then you started to like the French Bulldogs, which I think they're kind of funny. And for a long time, I would never would have petted one of those because they have snot coming out of their,
you're thinking of English, maybe.
Whatever.
I don't know.
I just wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
And my brother had a Boston Terrier.
Mm-hmm.
And Bosty was his name. Very creative, by the way.
Yeah, bravo to that.
Uh-huh, yeah. And I wouldn't pet it. for the longest time. Funny. And he would like try to make him stand up and sit on my lap, and I would run like a little bitch. I didn't like it. So I finally figured out what kind of dog that I truly want. And I want to see if you could guess. I'll give you three guesses.
Drum roll.
I'm going to give you three guesses.
Well, it's not a lab then. I'm guessing it's not.
I'll give you a hint. I'm going to give you one hint. They're on television a lot.
It's not a beagle.
They're in TV commercials a lot.
It's not a beagle.
No, it's not a beagle. There's one guess. Okay?
My dad loved beagles.
I know.
And it's...
You're looking in my eyes like, we can telepathically send each other messages.
It's true.
We practice it a lot.
Yeah.
You know, if I have I'm quizzing you about what time we're supposed to go somewhere or something mm-hmm, like that, mm-hmm. I'll look in your eyes and go, guess. Mm-hmm. And we do it all the time. But yeah. I'm not going to do that. I'm turning my head.
Cough. Turn your head and cough.
I turned my head. Go ahead.
Golden Retriever.
Swing and a miss. Number two.
I have no earthly idea.
Okay, you give up?
Yes.
I want a talking dog.
That's not it. That's not a... What the hell is that?
They're on TV all the time.
Yes, but it's not a breed.
But if we get one, I want one that talks, and if they don't talk, I don't want it.
Well, then that's problem solved.
Uh-huh. Actually, something weird happened that made us realize...
That we're probably not
Not going to get a dog. And we should talk about it. Yeah. Our other friend, Amanda.
Our other Amanda friend.
And Adam. And they've got this really nice dog.
He's a sweetheart.
Doberman Pinscher.
Yeah.
Which
sounds like he would be, but he's a lover.
Yeah, he's a lover.
He's a sweetheart.
But they asked us to dog sit for 4 days.
4 days, yeah.
And we thought about
it. We gave it a lot of thought.
We gave it a lot of thought.
Talked it over.
And realized that,
Sherry would kill him.
No, we wouldn't kill him at all. But
not on purpose. No, I adore him.
We realized what a huge responsibility
it is. It is a big responsibility.
And what if he starts barking during the show?
Right.
Because it's when I'm working. These are all the things I started to think
right.
about. What if wakes me up in the middle of the night
when I
need to sleep?
We live in a condo, too. So it's not a matter of, just let him out the backyard. Yeah. You got to, if he wants to poop or, whatever.
And if it's raining, then I got to dry him off and bring him in the house. And he's a sweet dog.
He's a sweet
dog. And I started thinking about him going, you know what? I want to thank Amanda. We should probably thank her.
We should.
Because of this, I realize I'm never going to be ready. As much as we love animals, and we love animals.
Right.
I mean, there's no dog safe that's walking down
Terry
the street.
Terry doggles them. I call it doggling.
Yes. And so.
But you know what? It makes me think of, remember Marianne? She had us take care of her cat.
Yeah, that was a weird time too.
We were living in Florida. It was a while ago.
Yeah, we had a house at that time.
We had a house and she had a death in the family. So it was short notice. So we took her cat. It was a cat.
Yeah.
In a crate.
Yes.
And the first night, I followed her directions, and the cat was not in the crate, but it came and wrapped its head, it wrapped itself around my head.
At night when you were sleeping.
And I was not down with it. I couldn't sleep. I'm like,
couldn't
what the?
Sleep. And you wanted, and you were, and you were, you went out of your way to be kind to the cat and not disturb the cat, but it really disturbed your sleep.
Right. So I put it back in the cage and it slept there every night. And I feel badly. I feel like somehow didn't follow Marianne's directions. And
it slept there every night, but it also roamed around the house all day long.
But I just felt like I had somehow betrayed
her. You let her down.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
I mean, I know I didn't mistreat the cat.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't, damage him anyhow, but I still feel badly. Mm-hmm. So, and that was a cat.
Yeah, exactly.
Which are like really...
Yeah.
Self-sufficient.
And I felt like we let our friends down a little bit because of it. And I feel like I look real selfish, but the truth is just not prepared for it yet.
Yeah.
Not prepared for it yet. Picking up poop. I've never picked up a dog's poop. And all of a sudden I got to pick up poop.
Yeah.
I love the dog, but
I know.
All the stuff that comes with it,
right.
I'm just not prepared.
Yeah.
And so unless it's a talking dog, forget it.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah. All right.
Sorry to Amanda and Adam.
Oh, another Amanda. Yes. In case they
love
listen
you guys.
To the show. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Another thing is, let's see here. There's a new show that you and I want to watch, and I'm wondering if we're really going to go through with it.
just like having a dog.
I know what's going to change about this show. We saw the promo for, what's it called? Million Dollar Mile?
Paul Giamatti?
No.
Paul Giamatti show?
No, it's a reality game show. It's LeBron's show.
Oh!
Where the person runs a mile through apparently Los Angeles with elite athletes chasing him.
Yeah.
And if they don't catch the guy, they get $1 million.
By the way, in my defense, you laughed at me, but I think Paul Giamatti's show is called Millionaire or something.
Oh, it's called Billionaires.
Billionaire.
Or Billions. Yeah. Billions.
Yeah, I think that's what it's called. Because million is
I do want to watch that. That looks like a real good show.
Yeah, it does.
However, this $1 million mile or whatever it is called, you and I looked at each other and I showed you the promo.
Yeah.
And you were like, and normally you never get excited about stuff like
this. I'm not really a reality show. Well, okay, Dateline. I love Dateline, I have to admit.
Is that a reality? I guess
it kind
of
is.
More of a documentary to me.
Yeah.
But you, I've decided that I don't think it's going to work to watch the show because I know how this is going to go. You and I are going to like it, but you are such a realist that if any of this has the aura of being set up,
right, which you know it is
fake.
All reality shows are.
I know that 10 seconds into the show, you'll be talking, first of all, and then you'll say, there's no way that could happen.
Right.
That's not right.
You can't. You know? You can't run on the sky. Okay. Something along those lines.
So,
I don't know.
I'm interested to see how this goes for us because we don't watch a lot of shows together.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a lot of things that you like. There's a lot of things that I like, and you know,
tolerate each other.
We totally tolerate each other. Yeah. So we don't have a lot of together shows.
Yeah. We need a together show. Is that what you're saying?
I think we know. I mean, we should.
Are you proposing
this
a together show?
I know. It's
after 25 years.
We've gotten to that level that I think we should get into a show together.
Wow. Uh-huh. Okay. I'm going to have to give this a lot of thought.
This is getting serious now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You might get pregnant from
it. Oh, God.
However,
I almost threw up.
I'm looking forward to this LeBron James show.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that my prediction, like I said, about 10 seconds into it, you're going to go, I'm out of here. And I'm going to be watching it because why? I'm a sucker for the vignettes.
Oh,
I know that they're going to do a little background on one of the guys that's running. And so-and-so has cancer and he's doing it with one leg. And I am a sucker for that shit.
Oh, yeah.
And I will cry while the guy's running. That is my whole thing.
And that's kind of a thorn in my side. I'm so tired of the backstory sometimes because it's like sometimes it really seems like they're searching for anything.
True.
Okay, tell
he
us
stubbed
about,
his toe.
Oh,
he,
my God. He, his grandfather died at the age of the 99. Early age of 95. And he's still not over it.
Uh-huh. No, absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Yeah. And they do search and they stretch it.
Yeah.
But I, for whatever reason, I buy
you
into
eat
that
it up.
God.
Hook, line, sinker.
I don't know what's going on. I have this tension in my chest right now.
Uh-oh. Like, you having a heart attack?
No. There's talked about of a lot of emotional, sad things today.
Oh.
And it's weird. I get into that stuff. I go, it affects me. It literally affects me in mostly a positive way.
Oh, okay.
So anyway. Yeah. Now, on one of our last shows, we sang a song together.
We did.
What was the song again?
Having My Baby.
Yes. And it was one of the most horrific, once you actually listen to the lyrics.
It's pretty bad.
Pretty misogynistic.
Very.
Just not pretty.
For 2019, it's misogynistic. For 1970,
yes.
Meh.
Now, I've listened to this song my entire life. My brothers and sisters, I'm the youngest in the family by a long shot, but my brothers and sisters grew up listening to the Stones and the Beatles, and I, because of that, I became a huge Beatles fan. Mm-hmm. Love the Beatles. Mm-hmm. Know every Beatles song there is.
Yeah.
I was told that I used to rock my head at night to go to sleep and sing Beatles songs. I think there was even a tape of me once doing it as a little kid.
By the way,
so glad
you still do that now from time to time. Not the Beatles part, but the rocking of your
head, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's weird.
It's kind of cute.
Yeah, that's real cute.
No, it's very cute.
This song here is such a positive song, but if you listen to the lyrics, not so much. Now listen, everybody.
It's getting better all the time. I love this song.
How can this be bad?
It's getting better all the time.
I used to get mad at my school.
Teachers who taught me were cool.
Now the teachers gave him a hard time.
Right.
filling me up with the rules, but I can't deal with the rules. Okay, that's nothing wrong. No big deal.
Just a kid growing up.
To admit it's getting better. A little better. All this negative stuff
it
that
can't get no worse.
To admit it's getting better.
It's getting better.
It's going to get real ugly here in a minute. Not just yet. A great song. So your toe tap.
Used
to be angry. I buried my head in the sand. What?
You're cute.
Okay, look at me. I'm doing the best that I can. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, man.
And I love this song. I never noticed what was about to come in the lyrics.
Get no worse.
I take that, Amanda. Okay. All right. I think this is. I don't know if this is the part or not.
So much better all the time. It's getting better all the
toe tapping.
Yeah.
God,
great
this
song.
Is so fun.
This is.
How could you not be happy listening to this? Okay.
When does it
get bad? It gets real bad here. I think he confesses to beating the shit out of his wife.
When does that happen?
Right here. Here you go.
I used to be cruel to my woman. I beat her and kept her apart from the things that she loved.
I used to be.
Hold on, let me stop.
Just this is a side note.
I used to be cruel to my woman. I beat her.
BTW.
Yes, and I kept her apart from the things that she loves. But
you
it's getting
I imprisoned
better.
Her. Okay. I beat her and imprisoned her.
Let's
you know, BTW.
Yeah, by the way, I beat the shit out of my wife. But since it's in a happy song, I think I got away with it. Here we go. Here it is.
I used to be cruel to my woman. I beat her and kept her apart from the things that she loved.
Wow. I'm still singing with a smile on my face.
Because it's a
shame.
Man, I was mean, but I'm changing my scene.
See?
The best that I can.
Yeah, that was a wife beater, but I'm trying.
It's that's all that matters.
A little better. All the time.
It can't get no worse.
Yes, I admit it's getting better.
You know what? I'm going to give him a pass.
Yeah.
I'm giving him a pass.
Because
this is such a great song.
It is a great song. It's so much better. Come on.
All the time. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening today. We love you guys. We appreciate it. Spread it around. Like it.
Love it.
Share it.
Love it.
Whatever you podcast people do to make this thing work and make it official.
We don't really know.
You guys are great. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.